Hi everyone, Tiki Muffin here for episode 36 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, Tiki Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Going straight in, sorry I couldn't do it last week, I didn't have enough time, and there wasn't much news anyway, so I'm just going to go over the news that we didn't go over last week. So this week, actually three pieces of news, there was supposed to be four, but then the fourth bit was about Twitch Rivals, but then obviously, it's finished by now, so there's no point doing it. And the first bit of news is announcing the Pokemon Go Championship Series. It says, Trainers, in our Season 9 blog post, we mentioned that your ranking at the end of the season would be more important than it's ever been before. We're now excited to announce why that is. The first Pokemon Go Championship Series is coming in 2022. Trainers around the globe will have the opportunity to battle against the best in an invitation to the 2022 Pokemon World Championships. During the first year of the Pokemon Go Championship Series, Pokemon Go will be featured at select events, including regional and international championships. Top Pokemon Go players at these events will earn invitations to the 2022 Pokemon World Championships. These Pokemon Go events will have senior and master age divisions. You'll be able to register for these play Pokemon events during a two-phase window. Trainers who achieve Legend rank in the current Pokemon Go Battle League season will be able to register during a short early registration window, which will take place during the first few months of 2022. Once this window closes, trainers of any rank can then register for any remaining spots. Trainers will have until Monday, November 29th to complete in the current Go Battle League season. Next Go Battle League season will grant entry to a second batch of live events. To register for these events, competitors will need to link their Pokemon Go account to their Pokemon Trainer Club account and have a play Pokemon player ID and opt into the play terms of use. So they keep on repeating play, so it's kind of the name of it, or it's like play with an exclamation mark. For more information about the event schedules, tournament format, prizes, account linking, and more will be announced soon on the Play Pokemon website. I'll link that in the show notes. Pokemon Go last took the Pokemon World Championship main stage during the Epic Exhibition matches in 2019. Since then, the Go Battle League launched, bringing Pokemon Go's take on the Pokemon battles to the global stage, and it's now been running for 9 seasons and counting. With the return of Pokemon Trainer Battles to the main stage next year, we're excited to give Go Battle League competitors a chance to show the world what they're made of at the Pokemon World Championships. The next bit of news is Pokemon Go Halloween brings creepy companions, ghoulish pals, and double the tricks and treats. It says, Trainers, spooky shenanigans return during the Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief event. This time there'll be double the trouble and fun with a two-part event. So it runs from Friday, October 15th from 10 a.m. to Sunday, October 31st at 8 p.m. local time. So the Season of Mischief story continues. Continue to follow the Season of Mischief storyline focused on the mythical Pokemon Hooper. If you complete this season's special research story, you'll gain access to a special event at the end of the season that might have something to do with Hooper. A new part of the season-long special research will unlock during each part of the Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief event. The more psychic, ghost, and dark-type Pokemon appearing in the wild, along with new ones being discovered for the first time ever in Pokemon Go, this is the perfect opportunity to learn more about the mischief Pokemon. And the next section is Halloween Cup. The Halloween Cup will be available in the Go Battle League, and yeah, that's pretty much all it said about that. And special time research. A special research story, What Lies Beneath the Mask, will be available. Ghost-type Pokemon are appearing more often than usual. Professor Willow has tasked you with learning more about them. Notably, Yamask has started appearing in the wild, prompting his interest in learning more about the ghost-type Pokemon related to masks. What can we learn about these Pokemon and what can we learn about ourselves in the process? Time research will be available with the task focused on participating in the Halloween Cup in the Go Battle League. And event bonuses, so there's 2x transfer candy, 2x hatch candy, 2x catch candy, and guaranteed XL candy when walking with your buddy. Lavender Town Music. A remix of the iconic Lavender Town music will be playing nightly during the event. Turn up your in-game music sound, and enjoy the spooky vibes. You can also listen to the music by checking out this video, I'll link that in the show notes, and get hyped for the Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief. Costume Pokemon. More costume Pokemon will be available to encounter. So there's Halloween Costume Pikachu, or it's actually called Halloween Mischief Pikachu, Halloween Mischief Piplup, and Halloween Mischief Drifblim. And if you're lucky, for all of them, you might encounter a shiny one. You could also encounter Halloween Mischief Triplum in the Go Battle League rewards encounters. New avatar items, stickers, and bundles. The following new avatar items will be available to purchase in the in-game shop starting on Thursday, October 14th at 1 p.m. PDT, will continue to be available after the event ends. Pikachu Pumpkin Head, Pukaboo Top, Pukaboo Pants, Hooper Headband, and Halloween Face Sticker. You'll be able to get Halloween-themed stickers by spinning Pokestops, opening gifts, and purchasing them from the in-game shop. Some spooky bundles will also be available for purchase in the shop throughout the event. Creepy Crate for 480 Pokecoins, which includes 50 Ultra Balls, 1 Remote Raid Pass, 2 Super Incubators, 4 Incense, and the Boo Bundle, 1480 Pokecoins, 16 Premium Raid Passes, 8 Super Incubators, 4 Incense, 4 Star Pieces, and then the Pumpkin Pack, 1480 Pokecoins, 18 Super Incubators, 2 Incubators, 4 Incense, and 4 Star Pieces. Halloween Mischief Part 1, Creepy Companions. It runs from Friday, October 15th, 10 a.m. to Friday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. local time. The first part of the Pokemon Go Halloween, and this year is themed around creepy companions. Psychic and poison type Pokemon that can't wait to be encountered and befriended, as well as other friendly creepy Pokemon. Galarian Slowking, the Hexbert Pokemon, will be making its Pokemon Go debut, and Shiny Spinarak will be appearing for the first time in Pokemon Go 2. Here's a mystery of special research story unlock, so the first part of Season Mischief special research story will unlock, and if you complete the special research story, you'll gain access to the special event at the end of the season, right? Basically just repeating what happened. And to Galarian Slowking, Galarian Slowking will be able to evolve into Galarian Slowking. To evolve it, set a Galarian Slowpoke as your body and catch 30 psychic type Pokemon, and you'll also be able to evolve Galarian Slowpoke into Galarian Slowking after the event ends. Wild encounters. The following Pokemon will be appearing more frequently in the wild. Also, for the first time Pokemon Go, you'll be able to encounter Shiny Spinarak if you're lucky. So, Halloween Mischief Pikachu, Zubat, Drowsy, Ghastly, Spinarak, Mischievous, Shuppet, Halloween Mischief Piplup, Stunky, Woobat, and Gothita will be appearing in the wild. The only ones that can't be Shiny are Stunky and Gothita. If you're lucky, you might even encounter the following, a Yamask that can be Shiny. Raids. So, the following Pokemon that will be available to encounter in raids. Galarian Slowpoke, Muckrow, Scraggy, Yamask, and Espeon. Yamask and Muckrow can be shiny. 3-star raids, Alolan Raichu, Sableye, Burnett, and Halloween Mischief Dribblim. All of them can be shiny except Burnett. 5-star raids is Altered Form Giratina, which can be shiny. Mega raids, Mega Gengar, and if you're lucky, you might even encounter a shiny Gengar when catching it. And in 7K eggs, you can hatch Spinarak, Mischievous, Shabbit, Chingling, and Litwick. All of them can be shiny except Chingling and Litwick. Galarian Yamask and Golett, there's basically an egg and two eggs, so basically the ones with one egg are more likely to encounter, and then two eggs, which are Galarian Yamask and Golett, are less likely to be encountered. Field research task encounters. The following Pokemon will be available to encounter when you complete field research tasks. So Halloween Mischief Pikachu, Zubat, Drowsy, Spinarak, Halloween Mischief Piplup, Woobat, Gothita. All of them can be shiny except Gothita. If you're lucky, you might even encounter the following: Halloween Mischief Drifblim and Galarian Yamask, and Halloween Mischief Drifblim can be shiny. Pokemon Go Halloween Part 2, Ghoulish Pals. So this is the second part of the event, and it will be running from Friday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. to Sunday, October 31st at 8 p.m. local time. The second part of the Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief is called Ghoulish Pals. Ghost types will be appearing more often everywhere as we get closer to Halloween. The Spectacularly Spectral, Pumpkaboo, and Fantub will be making their Pokemon Go debuts, alongside their evolutions, Gourgeist and Trevenant. Also getting word that you'll be able to encounter Pumpkaboo of varying sizes, just like you can in the Kalos region. Gourgeist evolved from Pumpkaboo will also vary in size. During this time, interbred trainers will be able to complete a collection challenge that will encourage them to seek out these Ghost-type Pokemon. A season of Mischief Special Research Story unlocked, so basically like part 1 is just the same thing, there's another part of the special story. And Pokemon debuts. Phantom, Trevenant, Pumpkaboo, and Gourgeist will be making their debuts in Pokemon Go. Basically, Pumpkaboo and Gourgeist are just pumpkins, and Phantom and Trevenant are kind of like trees. And also, I think I've said this before on the show, I might not have, but basically Phantom, when I had the Pokemon card, is basically a child who has got lost in the forest, died, then inspirited a tree stump, and apparently you can hear it screams in the night or something. So remember having that Pokemon card, and just, like, not getting nightmares, but just imagining that. and also the new size mechanic. With the introduction of Punkaboo comes a new mechanic to Pokemon Go. Punkaboo that's larger will actually look larger in game. So they're small size, average size, large size, and super size. The same with Gourgeist, so they're small size, average size, large size, and super size. And the collection challenge, in celebration of Punkaboo's debut and the mechanic it introduces, the collection challenge will be available that requires you to collect Punkaboo of various sizes. World encounters. The following Pokemon will be available to encounter in the world: Halloween Mischief Pikachu, Ghastly, Muckrow, Mischievous, Sharpit, Halloween Mischief Piplup, Purloin, Phantom, Small Size Punkaboo, and Average Size Punkaboo. And all of them can be shiny except Purloin, Phantom, and Punkaboo. If you're lucky, you might even encounter the following in the wild: Haunter, Yamask, Litwick, Large Size Punkaboo, and Super Size Punkaboo. So Yamask is the only one that can be shiny. In raids, the following Pokemon will be in 1-star raids: Muckrow, Yamask, Galarian, Yamask, Phantom, or Phantom, and Average Size Punkaboo. So Muckrow and Yamask can be shiny. 3-star raids: Alola Marowak, Banette, Halloween Mischief Triplum, and Lampent. Alola Marowak and Halloween Mischief Triplum can be shiny. 5-star raids: Darkrai, which can be shiny. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a raid day, I think. And in Mega Raids, Mega Absol will be appearing in Mega Raids, and it can be shiny. So Darkrai and also Darkrai during caught during this period will know the attack Sludge Bomb. So during GoFest this year, I actually caught a shiny Absol, so I can Mega Evolve that one, and it's going to look super cool. And as I said before, just like a few seconds ago, Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief Special Raid Weekend. Saturday, October 30th at 10 a.m. to Sunday, October 31st at 8 p.m. local time. In celebration of Halloween weekend and the introduction of Mega Absol and Mega Raids, Mega Absol and Darkrai will be appearing more frequently in Mega Raids, or Raids and Mega Raids. And eggs. The following Pokemon will be hatching from eggs obtained during the event: Spinarak, Mischievous, Shuppet, Litwick, Phantump. And Spinarak, Mischievous, and Shuppet can be shiny. And rarer chance are Galarian, Yamask, and Golett. And events, field research task encounters. The following Pokemon will be available to encounter when you complete field research tasks. Basically the same as before, might as well say it. So Pikachu with costume, Ghastly, Spinarak, Shuppet, Duskgun, and Piplup with a costume, all of them can be shiny. And if you're lucky, you might even encounter the following: Yamask and Clarion Yamask. Normal Yamask can be shiny. Face off against spooky Pokemon in raids. Take part in Halloween themed events like Halloween Cup and Special Raid Weekend. Pick up some new avatar items in the shop to dress your best for this year's Pokemon Go Halloween Mischief. Wow, that was long. Yep, now it's time for Poketime, and this week we're going to be going over Galarian Slowking, the Hexbug Pokemon. So if you remember last time, or when Galarian Slowpoke and Galarian Slowbro came out, Galarian Slowking hadn't come out, so we didn't cover that, and now it is coming. Now it has come out. I'm just going to cover that quickly. So its Pokedex entry is: in Galar, Shoulder's Bite causes a different chemical reaction in the brain due to the Galarica spices that make up Galarian Slowpoke's diet, causing Galarian Slowking to take on a unique appearance. It has a slight colour difference with purple spots on its tail and paws, as long black collar. The shoulder has grown more dominant, appearing completely different with darker grey coloration and larger size, covering Slowking's eyes and nostrils. At the centre is a purple spot with a green orb and two black eyes. The horns on top of its shell are three round spikes, with more spikes in the middle of its shell. The bottom parts are sharp with two bubble-shaped tubes from which poison may be secreted. The shoulder's teeth have also grown in size and are broad and flat instead of sharp. The same holds true for its wearer. Shoulder's intelligence is said to have increased to the point where its psychic powers put other psychic-type Pokemon to shame. Shoulder can also control Slowking. Galarian Slowking has been observed gathering groups to chant mysterious spells to use in battle or communicate with each other. It is unknown what Galarian Slowking is trying to say, as the incarnations have yet to be fully understood. Galarian Slowking can create strange potions from its internal toxins and spells. Galarian Slowking is the only known Pokemon capable of using the move Eerie Spell. Galarian Slowking isn't actually that good for PvP, but I'm still going to be going over it because, yeah. So it's a poison psychic type Pokemon, and it's vulnerable to ground, ghost, and dark, which deal 160% damage, and resistant to poison, grass, and fairy, which deal 63% damage, and fighting, which deal 39% damage. So for the best moveset, offense is Confusion and Future Sight, and defense is Confusion and Shadow Ball. All moves it can learn for quick moves are Acid, Confusion, Hex, and main moves Shadow Ball, Sludge Wave, and Future Sight. Obviously, you need 50 candy with a Galarian Slowpoke, and you have to catch 30 Psychic-type Pokemon. So, basically, it's just the best counters for it are just bring Ghost-type, basically, or a Pokemon with Ghost-type attacks. So, the base stats, Attack 190, Defense 180, and Stamina 216. Max EP for level 15 is 1,164, level 20, 1,552, level 30, 2,329, and level 40, 2,717. The max EP with the Weather Boost for level 25 is 1,941, level 35 is 2,523. Max HP for level 40 is 182, height is 1.8 meters, the weight is 79.5 kilograms, base capture rate 10%, base flea rate 5%, body walk distance 3 kilometers. Sorry. Yep, now it's tip of the week, and this week it's an amazing tip, so trust me on this, trust me, okay? So, you know when there's always those challenges that are really annoying, they're like, get 3 great throws in a row or something like that, you know, where you have to get 3 in a row, or even more, so just something in a row. Those are really annoying, because you could use, like, a missed throw, just you have to restart the whole thing, it's just so annoying. So what you do, so this is a tip. So let's say you're on 3 out of 5 and you don't want to ruin your thing, or even 4 out of 5 or something. What you would do is go on the Pokemon, then go to your phone and turn on airplane mode. Then you can keep on throwing it. Well, if basically what you do is like throw it, but then if you miss it, you reload Pokemon Go. And it still doesn't count to it, so that's really good. So you do it, keep on repeating that until you get that throw, and then take off airplane mode and it counts. And yeah, you've basically done that, so... it's just really good. That's how I completed mine. I wouldn't really count it as a cheat, more of kind of like accidental hack in a way. Or anyway, yeah. So that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening this far. And yeah, goodbye from TK Muffin.